You are listening to Let's Get Metaphysical. This podcast explores the spiritual and metaphysical world through the experiences and opinions of the host and those interviewed. It should not necessarily be seen as direct endorsement or personal advice to our listeners. We encourage you to use your own discernment, judgment, and intuition regarding anything you learn from this show.
Let's get metaphysical.
Welcome to Let's Get Metaphysical. I am your host, Renata Maniacci. This is season four, our season of miracles. This is the first full season of the new decade, and it was preordained to be an uplifting, true, and angelic one. And so I am devoting this whole season to one special person and to the community his miracles and teachings have benefited. His name is Master John Douglas. This episode is going to be an introduction into the rest of this season. I'm going to give you an idea of who Master John Douglas is, tell you about my introduction to his work, and go over some terms that you may hear throughout the rest of the season. So let's jump right in. Are you ready? Let's get meta. Master John Douglas is a world-renowned theologian and spiritual healer. Hailing from Sydney, Australia, John is a noted practitioner of angelic reformation. He utilizes unique and precise techniques and healing processes with the help of master angelic beings. Together, John and his angelic companions are working to create profound change on the quantum invisible level, to be experienced as healing on the gross physical plane all around the world. John Douglas was born in Australia in 1971 to a family with a history of several generations of spiritual healers. John is known throughout the world as a consummate master healer and gifted clairvoyant with extraordinary telepathic abilities. At the age of 9, John received a complete clairvoyant activation, allowing full vision of the energetic or spiritual dimension. Higher faculties of remote scanning or sensing of the energetic or quantum realms is also a feature of John's holistic ability, allowing him to measure and identify various energetic frequencies within the body and surrounding spiritual realms. During his unconventional life, John has received knowledge and teaching of the healing arts and energetic realities, both physically and telepathically, from his spiritual companions, the Master Angels. At the age of 24, after many years of communion, devotion, and dedicated practice and learning with the Master Angels, John received the initiation of spiritual master. The techniques employed by John via his spiritual companions are a powerful synthesis of known and unknown methods that are producing amazing changes and healing on all levels. Master John has been quietly evolving and refining his abilities with the divine guidance and love of his beloved masters, and is now at the leading edge of spiritual healing and development of consciousness. To date, tens of thousands of miracles and profound transformational results attributed to John have been documented by esteemed doctors, medical practitioners, researchers, and other members of the international medical community. John humbly attributes all of these miracles and blessings to his spiritual companions, the Master Angels, and the divine blessings of Supreme God. Master John Douglas is a frequent speaker and lecturer for the Global Self Foundation, the Church of the Master Angels, and CMA International Foundation and its related affiliates. I want to tell you about my introduction to Master John Douglas. I have been a spiritual seeker my whole life, but have only actively sought out teachers and healers over the past 10 years or so. I've been to see such people as His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, Sai Ma, Deepak Chopra, the now infamous John of God, Carolyn Mace, And I've also been a student of many great energetic and spiritual healing teachers and teachings and learnings, such as Janet Mencken, Brew Joy, Barbara Brennan, Robert Detzler, and Donna Eden, and more. So when a friend of mine mentioned that her family hosts a spiritual teacher a few times a year in Washington, D.C., and she thought I might enjoy his next workshop, I didn't hesitate. The first time I saw Master John was in May of 2016. I didn't know this at that time, but many people go to see Master John because they are very sick. They're ill with all different kinds of diseases, many of them incurable to Western medicine. I was not ill. I was going because I was a spiritual seeker, a very academically oriented and left-brained spiritual seeker, but a seeker nonetheless. I really enjoyed Master John's first talk that time. It felt good and true, and it felt like I was hearing things that I already knew to be true within myself, or I had already reached a level of consciousness where I understood that what he was talking about was the truth, the universal truth. There were also a few things that I did not resonate with at that moment in time. They rubbed me the wrong way for whatever reason. I see now that most of the things that he said that pushed me the wrong way were coming up against my own belief systems and false belief systems and old programs that I had in place at that moment in my life. At that time, I was very open, but not convinced that this was a person that I would return to see again and again and again. It was not my own miracle during my 5-minute session with him after the workshop that brought me back to see him the next time he came to town. It was an old friend's miracle during her 5-minute session with him after the workshop that brought me back the next time. I had this old friend, she came with me to see Master John, only she did have something physical going on with her health. For several months, she had been experiencing intense pressure in her brain. And as someone who knew her well, I was seeing dramatic mood swings that were not typical for her, and she was noticing them too. She was just at a point where she was going to start going in to the doctor of Western medicine for tests because it was affecting her that much. Well, she came out of her session with Master John and reported that he had immediately seen that she had Japanese encephalitis, which she had contracted by a mosquito in Cuba, and he killed it right then and there in an instant. The timing lined up perfectly because we started noticing her symptoms when she got back from that trip several months before, and within just a few days, I fully knew that she had been healed because she went back to her usual self, no mood swings, no pressure in the brain, nothing. And though it was her miracle, it was also my miracle, because it is what brought me back to see him the next time and the next time. Every time I see Master John, I see a bit more of what he and the master healing angels he worked with are truly capable of. An example of something I didn't understand at first is why he is called Master John. Why Master John? And my ego didn't like it. It took me a few more times to see and understand that there are master sculptors in this world. There are master builders and woodworkers who have achieved a level of mastery in what they do. John Douglas is a master healer. He has achieved a mastery level of healing that few, if any, people on this planet have yet achieved. I see that very clearly now, and his title no longer bothers my ego. This podcast season is all about sharing the miracles that others have experienced firsthand through the grace of what Master John calls angelic reformation. It is not about dogma or convincing or conversion. It's simply about joy and healing and real lived miracles, many from people whom I personally know over and over and over, which is what I am being called to share with you in this season. In this season of miracles, you will hear true stories from regular people about all kinds of miracles. Physical healing miracles from ailments such as Lyme disease, extreme pain, sarcoidosis, parasites, staph infection, chronic fatigue, heart viruses, and much more. You will hear about emotional and mental healing miracles from ailments such as depression, anxiety, self-hatred, perfectionism, panic attacks, and more. You will hear about miracles with pets and miracles with money, emergency situation miracles, remote healing miracles, when the unwell person gets healed, even when Master John is far away on the other side of the world. You will also hear about miracles that occur as a result of using tools or processes that Master John has created. And you will hear people refer to these processes throughout the season. A process is kind of like an audio meditation, except that it is an actual healing experience or healing session every single time you listen to it. Master John has created several of these, the shortest of which is 3 minutes, the longest of which is an hour. Most are between 10 and 20 minutes in length. A few examples of these processes are titles such as Soul Repair, Subconscious Repair, Emotional Repair, Relationship Development. And this is exactly what happens when you press play. Through the grace of Master John and the Master Healing Angels, these aspects are worked on in you every single time you listen. You may also hear the term the loop. This refers to a series of either 3 or 6 of these processes, these audio processes, that many people who see Master John have playing on repeat in their homes, their vehicles, or elsewhere to keep that space clear at all times. There are a few more vocabulary terms I want to bring notice to that will be referred to throughout this season. One is the CMA International Foundation. This is the not-for-profit entity through which Master John works. It is also known as the Church of the Master Angels, a unitary, non-denominational, faith-based community open to all seekers of truth, cosmic awareness, and soul realization, regardless of belief, tradition, creed, or religious affiliation. You will hear about 2 types of remote healing tools. One is called a silent faith remote healing, known as an SFR, and the other is called a karmic mitigation blessing, and it is known as a KMB. These are both options for people to purchase on the CMA website if in need of immediate healing and support from Master John, no matter where he is in the world. There will be 1 episode, actually, that is specifically about miracles that happened through SFRs and KMBs. You will hear people refer to the Elite Development Course. You may hear it referred to simply as Elite for short. This is a 3-day course held in Boone, North Carolina, where Master John teaches advanced sacred knowledge. Several of the miracles you will hear throughout this season are from people who are now graduates of the Elite Development Course. You may also hear the term karma, which you may think of simply as every action, reaction, and every thought you have either adds to or is taken out of your own personal cosmic bank account. You may also hear the term transcendental meditation, or TM. This is a technique for detaching oneself from anxiety and promoting harmony and self-realization by meditation, repetition of a mantra, and other practices. This has been disseminated by an international organization founded by the Indian guru Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. Some of the people who have learned from Master John are also practitioners of transcendental meditation. So that's it for now about any terms you may hear in the next several episodes. If you would like to learn more about Master John, read case studies published in peer-reviewed medical journals, receive CMA's free newsletter, purchase a repair process or healing disc, or attend a live workshop with Master John, you can find all of that information by visiting the CMA International Foundation website at www.masterangels.org. This whole season is about miracles, so I wanted to leave you with a direct quote from Master John on miracles to set the stage. Master John says, Miracles are simply laws of nature that you don't know about yet. In our next episode, we will be sharing several physical healing miracles that are truly a pleasure to listen to, and I hope that you enjoy them as much as I do. We actually have so many physical healing miracle stories that we will be dividing them into two episodes, but this next one will be the first of those episodes, and I really think you're going to enjoy it. The bonus content for this episode is more of my journey with angelic reformation and me sharing some of my personal healing experiences with Master John and the Master Healing Angels, one of which happened in front of an entire workshop during what we call a C event. This is where Master John picks folks to work on in front of everybody else instead of in individual personal sessions after the workshop. If you are interested in hearing that, please visit patreon.com/letsgetmeta. All patrons of Let's Get Meta podcast get awesome bonus content for each episode and other rewards depending on which tier you choose to be a part of. Our patrons are truly who make this podcast continue and allow for the continued sharing of spiritual and metaphysical stories and experiences. So another big thank you to all of this podcast's patrons. You are helping people all around the world to feel less alone in their true lived spiritual experiences. I'm going to leave it there for now. I hope you are excited and intrigued by this topic and this new format for the season. I will catch you next time. Stay meta.
The statements and advice offered in this podcast are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or medical condition, and are not substitutes for prudent medical care offered by a licensed medical professional. References to healing or treatments in this podcast are describing faith-based blessings performed by God and the Master Healing Angels. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you like what we are doing, please consider becoming a patron of the podcast at patreon.com/letsgetmeta. Our intention is to raise the vibration of the planet by sharing, validating, and normalizing spiritual and metaphysical experiences. If you haven't pledged yet, we would really appreciate your support. It helps keep this show going. Let's Get Metaphysical is a production of the HANA Healing Arts Network. The show's host is Renata Maniacci. The music for this podcast was composed by Rob Trefort of GoldenTurtleSound.org. Thank you for listening. Stay meta.
Let's get meta. Metaphysical. Let's get meta. Metaphysical. Let's get meta. Metaphysical. Let's get meta. Metaphysical.